See.
Nice to see you, Rav.
I can
This is
see
good.
anything.
Click this.
No, I don't
How do I look?
Great.
Magnificent.
Oh, Hashem. To see each other after such a long time. Yeah, we should be able to see each other alive soon.
That's on?
Yeah.
Parshas Noach is a very fitting parsha, especially for those of us that are at home for extended periods of time. Because
Yes.
now we have this concept called kapsula. It's an Israeli concept which translates, I guess, into a capsule. The yeshivas have it. They send the boys to yeshiva and they're locked up there for a few months. They can't go out, so they have to have a contained environment. The first kapsula in history was Tevas Noach. He was locked up in the Teva for 120 days or 150 days, a long period of time. I had no idea what was going on outside. He locked the doors and he was just inside there. He wasn't even sure what was going on in the world outside. But in his contained environment, he really made a certain transformation in himself. But it says that Noach was a tzaddik. We know there's a discussion, Yesh Doshim L'Shvach, Yesh Doshim L'Gnai, or he's a super tzaddik, or not such a super tzaddik, whatever it is. But one thing we know, the chisorin, something that's lacking in his tzidkus, is the fact that he did not really affect other people. He was good for himself, and his goal was to machzeri v'tshuva, but he was not successful in that. So basically, he was a tzaddik for himself and not for everybody else. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, was the super tzaddik, because he changed the whole world, the mind frame of the whole world to recognize it. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's running the world. And one should emulate the wonderful midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One should not be selfish. That's his higher level. But the fact is an interesting thing, that the only person in the Chamisha Chumash Torah that's called a tzaddik is Noach. He's the only one, nobody else. So why is that? So a bigger tzaddik than him. The Rambam describes Moshe Rabbeinu as everybody could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't limit your aspirations. You cannot be Moshe Rabbeinu, but you could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a midrash in this week's parsha that says there are only two people in the entire Tanakh that were called tzaddik. One is Noach, the second one is Yosef, but it's not in the Chamisha Chumash Torah. It's a remez in Tanakh. It's a pasuk that says, Va'ad na'alayim nimkar tzaddik. In exchange for shoes, tzaddik was sold, which is basically a way of saying that Yosef HaTzaddik was sold to Mitzrayim in exchange for shoes. That was the price tag that he was given, and that's how it happened. So the Medrash says, what's special? Why are these called tzaddik in the Torah? Once again, if the Torah calls you something, that's the highest level of this concept. And the Medrash says that Tanchum and this week's parsha was both of them took care of others. Yosef in Mitzrayim took care. He gave the advice to gather together all the produce in the years of the plentiness, and then he was Mitzrayim and all the areas around that with that which was stored up in the time of plentiful. And Noach is called the tzaddik al shem his state in the teva that he took care of all the animals and all the different creatures over there. That was his daily chores. His avodas Hashem in his little teva over there was just taking care of all the different creatures. We know that once he was late, Medrash says once he was late for that lion, the lion damaged him. He had to be exactly on time. This was avodas Hashem just taking care of others. So maybe this was the metta tikkun for his stage one Noach. Stage Noach was not primarily involved in others. He was more involved in himself, building way for 120 years. He was building the teva. In the teva itself, he realized, Hashem has detached me from society. And maybe even look back at the whole society. But he definitely saw what Hashem is doing with him. And he said, what does Hashem want me from here? Want me over here? Right? Many of us, if we wouldn't put in the teva, we would have sunken into deep depression. There's no people over here. There's just a bunch of animals that are after me the whole time they give them food. I go out of my mind over here. What type of life is this? That Noach, who the Torah calls it tzaddik, he suddenly realized, what was the world I left and what's the world I'm in now? I was in a world that was permeated with the opposite of tzaddik, of being so selfish, chomos, stealing from one another. Pasuk says he stole wives from one another. Nothing belongs to you, everything is mine. Life is all about me. That was a world that Hashem was out to put the marble to destroy. It's a world that cannot exist. Noach Kanareh realized this is what's happened to him. This is what Hashem set up for him. Hashem's telling me, not just save yourself from that world, detach yourself, detach your mind frame to be the exact opposite of that world. And look at what's in front of you now. You have an option to build yourself up to be the tzaddik of the Torah HaKadosha, the greatest tzaddik in this Bechina, the one that's called a tzaddik. How? Don't just say, well, I can't do what I was doing till now, and I'm locked up and I'm limited, and that's the end of me. Let me dry up over here. Hashem put me here. He put me for a special purpose. And what's the purpose? To take care of all these creatures. And that's my 24/7 job, running around, taking care of them, being on time. And kamuvan, none of these creatures seem to be very makir toiva. If that lion would have more akaras toiv, I don't think he would have damaged him for coming over late. He would have understood. There's another 100,000 or millions or how many creatures over there to take care of. Have a little rachmanis. I'll wait a little bit. Zero hakaras atoy. Not necessary. Because that's a tzaddik. Tzaddik realizes that I am getting so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm living with Olam HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest thing I could do. Just think about everybody else. Not think about myself. Think about everybody else. Now the rabbi, if I'm so involved and I realize this is a holy mission, to care for others, it gives me satisfaction. He wasn't a nebuch there in the kapsula over there in the teva for all that time. This was the most exalting thing he could do. He transformed himself from being b'doy roisov, a tzaddik, to be the only one that's explicitly written as a tzaddik in the Torah. And this is what we have for ourselves. Baruch Hashem, the world today is not maybe the Torah Mabel, but there's a lot of problems in the world today. We all know. And the world is getting more and more self-centered. We may not be stealing wives from one another. I have no idea what's going on in the world, so we'll leave that alone. But there's definitely a self-centeredness. The world of technology, for sure, has everybody involved in himself and in his computer and his phone and his this and his that. He doesn't have time even to think about anything. He's so busy with it. And now Hashem, he's giving us opportunity. You should not look at this as a punishment. This is opportunity. Detach yourself. Yes, many of us are homebound. But if we're homebound, that's because Hashem is giving us an opportunity, a better opportunity, a bigger opportunity. Detach yourself from the values of the society. Don't let them in. The one chisson we have in our detachment from society is that when he was in the teva, the window was closed. It was totally disconnected. No signals were coming in from the outside. Unfortunately, in our thing, we're disconnected, but we can't be connected because we have the computers and they can connect us to all the shtriyot in the world. But it's a time to disconnect from all of that and focus. If this is what Hashem put us into, it's an opportunity that we have to show Hashem that Adarabah, I'm emulating you. I realize I'm here for a purpose to make myself a more special person, a higher level of tzidkus. Even if I can't go out of the house and do chasodim for other people, just whatever I can do, like I always say, daven, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, I'm moided to you for all the good that I had. Moided manachnu loch, and together with that, all Shmon Esrei, I'm a spiral full of Klal Yisrael, the choylem in Klal Yisrael, the people have financial problems, they have emotional problems, psychological problems, 100 different problems. The world is not the way we want it to be. Spiritual problems more than anything. We're going to spout to Hashem, put an extra kodesh into that. And like we said, whatever I can do, what I can't do, there's no tiny from a kodesh book for me to do. I don't have to do what I can't do. But But what I can do, Adarabba, it's time to focus and reassess. I can do more. I can put more effort, like I said to my tefillahs, put more effort into calling somebody else. Put an effort of not focusing on myself, but focusing on everybody else around me. And the more I do that, Adarabba, I'm going to be more the b'chinah the tzaddik. And we know that that is b'etzem what it says, b'achas hayomim, our whole tkufa, really it's already thousands of years. Habakkuk already set it up. Tzaddik b'munoso yichya. That's what life is all about. We can encapsulate all tariq mitzvahs in one thing. I want to be a tzaddik. And has a tzaddik survive with zamuna? He realizes everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, other rabbi, he uses the situation that he's in to elevate himself, to get to a higher level, little by little. Everybody, like I said, got feelings, got thoughts, and my sintoyfin. Even if I sit down and learn or do a mitzvah, make a bracha to walk up on it, you should know that's a midah of tzaddik. Because when you make a bracha by kavanah, it brings bracha down to the world. I'm helping. I'm everything, even if I'm all by myself at home, I'm infecting the toy of the entire world. So it should be zayich mitzvah Hashem. Whether we're in, totally encapsulated or partially encapsulated, but each one is in his own tevas noach. And here, we have this message we can learn from noach. The teva is not something to bring us down. It's to convert us to be the real tzaddik we all want to be. And if we'll be this bechina of tzaddik and munosi yichye, then mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us, you are tzaddikim, you are b'amuna and mitochim with me, I'm going to bring you tremendous yeshuas for yourself and all Klal Yisrael and Heir of your name.
Amen.
Wishing and hoping to be all back together soon.
Shalom. Good Shabbos, Rav. Thank you, Rav.